Cornucopia Radio presents.
Welcome to A Little Bit Racy, the improvisation comedy panel show that you just couldn't make up. I'm your host, James Cottle, and I hope you listeners are enjoying all the lovely Christmas decorations that I put up for you. In the show, panelists race against a time limit of just 3 minutes to improvise their way to a destination. They begin from different starting points and use an assortment of randomly assigned objects, companions, and modes of transport, but they must keep all of them with them when they travel. They also have to overcome another panelist who will improvise obstacles to try and stop them. So, joining me today are the ghosts of Christmas past, Christmas present, Christmas future, and Tom. Please welcome David Ruddock, Tama Broadbent, Alex Sivright, and Tom Harrison. So, let's move on to the challenge in round one. It's Christmas Eve, and all around, everyone is safe and sound. But what's this? Has Father Christmas lost his mind? A present has been left behind. How did he even begin to forget about poor Tiny Tim? This boy who lives in Brussels is surely deserving of his Action Man with muscles. You grab the doll and off you go. Catch up with Santa, he's over in Togo. It's in Africa. So, attempting the challenge first will be David. Your object is a candy cane that points at naughty people. Your companion is Cliff Richard. Your mode of transport is a one-horse open scooter. And your starting point is posing as the angel on top of a giant Christmas tree in Colombia, South America. So, best of luck to you, David, and best of luck to you, Tama, trying to stop him. David, your time starts now.
Right, so I'm at the top of this Christmas tree here in Colombia. I'm enjoying the view, but I think I should probably get down and do what I'm supposed to be doing. I've had enough of all this snow. It's Colombia, so it's snow. So I climb down the tree, and the candy cane is going haywire at this point, pointing at everyone. I need to get out of there really quickly because people are starting to stare at me. I say, Cliff, stop serenading all those lovely little children with your Christmas antics, and let's get a move on. So I hop on my scooter and I realise that Cliff has to get on with me, and I'm not comfortable with him being behind me or in front of me at the minute. So he just sits on the handlebars and we get going. I'm because it's a one horse open scooter, but I don't have a horse at hand, so
not yet anyway.
No, not yet. I will find them somewhere. And I use my foot to push myself along.
Unfortunately, the candy cane has just attracted itself to Cliff Richard, and he's wondering what on earth all this is about. And he's like, "Why? What's going on here? I thought you trusted me."
I tell Sir Cliff Richard, I'll have you know, thank you very much, that it points to virtuous Christian people. And he becomes so overjoyed with it, he just holds it close to him.
Surely by lying, it will therefore then point to you.
And I convince him of my Christian nature by then singing all of the fantastic Christmas hymns that we both know. So we're pedalling along through Colombia, singing all of our favourite Christmas hymns. Me, Cliff Richard, on a scooter.
Oh, and you've just bumped into what looks like a gang of Colombian gangsters who are basically, it seems like they're in trouble, they just really want Cliff's autograph. And so you've become held up, they're blocking the front of the cart.
I asked Cliff Richard, Sir Cliff Richard, I beg your pardon, if we could sing another song to them, a song that asks them to move aside in a very polite Christian manner. And being fans of Cliff Richard, they all comply, because why wouldn't you? In fact, we do find among them they have a jug mule, and we assign the mule to the front of the scooter.
A literal mule. Okay.
A literal mule.
I'll allow it.
Yes, a literal jug mule. I'm not being racist at all. Colombians, they're not all drug dealers.
And then, let's get out of this hole quickly, David.
So we hightail it towards the coast.
One minute left.
And the candy cane is pointing to where whoever has stolen the present from Tiny Tim, and we just
you have the present. You're bringing it to him.
Okay, well, I get really horrible people to stand in front of us, and the candy cane points to them so hard that it pulls us along, and we do that right up to the coast.
So the candy canes have started melting because of the temperatures there, and so you actually have no clue who the villains are anymore. And so you've got a problem with you don't know who to trust to get you across the water to your next destination.
I know who I can trust. Sir Cliff Richard. Virtuous heart and soul of Britain. National treasure. And he is the one who convinces the nice port authorities to let us pass. And we set sail for the ocean.
That's a good place to start. Yeah. 10 seconds to go.
We're crossing the ocean and then we...
You're heading to Togo, remember?
We're heading to Togo. Oh, then we go the wrong direction and we end up just enjoying ourselves on the ocean. Cliff Richard's topless, of course.
Let's end it there. David Ruddock.
I forgot to mention, he was topless throughout the whole thing.
All right, so now attempting the challenge next will be Tamla. You have with you as your object a Santa beard full of nits. Your companion is an embittered band of underpaid elves. Your mode of transport is the Coca-Cola Christmas lorry. And your starting point is at a Christmas dinner with obscure relatives you feel obligated to see in Newcastle, Australia. Curveball. All right, so best of luck to you, Tamma, and best of luck to you, David, trying to stop her. Tamma, your time starts now.
Okay, so basically, throughout the course of the meal, I've come to this realization that these strange relatives I haven't seen for a long time are actually running a slave trade of kidnapped elves from the North Pole. And they are the ones who are being forced to make the Christmas dinner. So I just, the taste goes ashy in my mouth and I drop it and I say, I'm out of here. I'm done with this side of the family. And so
Whoever
you are. And so I basically, I run into the kitchen, I burst the door open, I say, guys, it's okay. And what's happened is they've been plotting a revenge. Against the family leader, Grandma, the leader. And Grandma's the leader. And they've made this Santa beard full of nits. And I'm like, great, bring that. Might be useful. And then we all just bosh on outside. And there's just, basically we discover that the Coca-Cola train has made a stop in Newcastle, Australia, because that's one of its main ports, yep, of call.
The elves are too busy to help you because they're scratching themselves because the nits have got into their own clothes.
Oh, God. Okay, right. So what happens is they're kind of... The reason this is happening is because they are undernourished. And so I walk in. I'm like, Grandma, you've had enough. And I take her plate away and I go and feed the elves. And then they become healthy again. And for some reason...
By the magic of food.
Grandma's in a hospital bed. Why would you do that to her?
But Grandma's had enough. She's had a good run. She's had a good run. And so I've got that now that the elves are nourished, they're slowly on their way back to health,
the
and they're
true
strong
Christmas
enough to fight
spirit,
to fight the fleas. And so we all jump onto the train and we just set sail.
It's a lorry.
Oh, it's a lorry.
Yes.
Okay, we jump onto the Coca-Cola lorry. I've misunderstood. But that's right. So we jump in and...
The driver's not very pleased that you've just commandeered his vehicle. He's got lots of deliveries to make all over Australia.
The thing is, this man is basically... The reason he's so unhappy with his life is because he works for the corporate machine that is Coca-Cola. And so what we do is we're bringing some Christmas joy into his life and I just charm him a little. I give him a free elf.
So you remove the elves from slave and then you put one back into slavery.
Yes, but but I mean sometimes one has to make the sacrifice for the masses. That's the way
greater good.
Yeah, and you've chosen who makes that sacrifice. That's fine. Yeah, yeah.
Let's not get into the morality here. You have 1 minute left. Please get going.
Okay, so we're driving really fast. We've boshed it. Just keep saying bosh. I've never said that word before in my life, but we're doing it through Australia. Hang on a sec. Where are we going again?
You're going to Togo.
Togo.
In Africa.
Togo. Okay, so then we hit, because there is so much artificial stuff in the brand of Coca-Cola, the van just floats. Let's not check the physics, yep, of that or the science or anything. So
the
it just
nits
floats.
Are trying to escape the water and they climb up into the passenger seat and they start biting you and the driver.
They start biting us both. Right. Okay. So I say, right, driver, take your elf, go for a better life. You can go now. So they disappear out through the window and swim off. And I've just jumped in the seat and I'm like, you know what? It's giving me some extra energy actually having these nits, and it's just making me agitated. And it's making me drive faster towards the destination of Togo.
Togo. 10 seconds left.
Togo. And then, do you know what? I almost get there, but to be honest, we haven't made it. So what I do is I just jump in the back and me and the elves just drink loads of Coca-Cola and enjoy Christmas as a new unenslaved society.
Tamma Broadbent. Fantastic. A great round when no one made it to the destination.
The true...
Right, we're now moving on to our second pair attempting the challenge in round one to get to Togo. First, we're going to have Alex attempting the challenge. You have with you as your object a crappy plastic Christmas tree that ain't fooling nobody. Your companion is the snowman from The Snowman. Oh. Your mode of transport is a pig in a blanket. And your starting point is sat on Santa's lap in his grotto in a shopping mall in Turkmenistan. So...
Turkmenistan is...
just south of Kazakhstan, south of Russia. It's in the Middle East, near to Europe.
That's narrowed it down. Okay.
Best of luck to you, Alex, and best of luck to you, Tom, trying to stop him. Alex, your time starts now.
Okay, well, firstly, I give my list to Santa, obviously, because that's the reason I'm sat on his lap.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. I've been pretty nice all year. Might as well get my comeuppance. Yeah. But then I gently get off Santa's lap, wipe down the area where I was. That's quite exciting.
Only polite.
Yeah. Shake hands with the snowman. I've only just met the guy because I've just built him. And decide it's time to go. So get my pig in a blanket, which I'm going to take literally is to be a pig in a blanket. A nice little cozy blanket. Not a sausage wrapped in bacon. So he's going to, I'm basically going to get on top of him. I'm going to let the snowman do his flying thing, but he's going to be behind me. He's going to be tied to the pig with a scarf.
Only problem is in the hot kind of Central Asian heat is actually starting to melt the snowman gradually as you go. It's actually fairly depressing.
Okay, but it's actually, but it's depressing, but it's actually making me go a lot faster because he's not dead weight. So this is good.
I'm actually
gaining a lot of momentum. I'll put a bucket just behind the pig to catch him and it'll be absolutely fine. So we're getting momentum. We're heading straight towards Togo. We're going to go straight, going to cut straight through.
Straight through. Okay, this is going to be hard to actually think of things up, but no, it's cool.
Yeah,
okay.
No. Speed is gaining, okay? So yeah, obviously the pigs, the heat and everything, the pig's starting to...
He's starting to falter, the pig is getting wet.
Yeah, and so obviously...
Everything's going wrong, it's a like ruined Christmas.
An alternative Christmas song there, the pig is getting wet.
The snowman's melting and the pig is wet.
Where's the Christmas tree in all this?
Oh, the plastic Christmas tree, of course.
That ain't falling nobody.
I ain't falling no one, but it is with me. But the thing is, I put it to one side kind of because it isn't falling anyone. It's the point. Yeah. That's why I've got it to one side. But I will need it at some point. And basically what I will do here is when I get to a border, I will show them the Christmas tree. It will distract them.
They're like, oh, that's not fooling me, mate. That's plastic.
You know, it works for me. It's got baubles on it. Yes, it's a little high. There's a big stalk there. But
I'll be honest, I get a plastic tree. It's less needles to clear up.
Exactly.
Fun trivia about my life.
Exactly. But yes, powering on, going towards the borders, getting past them. No problems at all here. The pig is obviously getting a bit sweaty. Just take the blanket off.
1 minute left.
The puddle is still with me as well, including the carrots and the coal.
The pig has just eaten the carrot. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's not too bad for me.
It's not that bad.
He didn't use his nose.
He can't smell anything.
Exactly, he can't smell. It's all good. And then we kind of make it to Togo, and it's pretty much okay. I don't think there's any hazards.
Other than you now need to source a bucket for the snowman.
In Togo. Place where buckets are sparse.
A land notorious for its disdain of buckets.
But the locals are happy to see the water I brought.
Oh my God, you're a hero. You were the greatest hero of our generation.
Exactly.
I can't even, yeah. I'm not even
10 seconds left.
And I'm in Togo, they're celebrating me. I'm now a god.
Wonderful. Alex Sibright. Bringing the people what they want. Yeah. All right, now, Tom, you're going to be attempting round one. You have with you, as your object, a mile-long length of tinsel. Okay. Your companion is a group of out-of-tune carol singers. Your mode of transport is a giant Brussels sprout. And your starting point is kissing your companion under the mistletoe in Christmas, Florida.
All of them?
All of them.
Sweet.
And it's Christmas, the little town in Florida. Okay. Alex, your job is to stop him, use your initiative and whatever obstacles you can throw in his way. Best of luck to you, Tom. Your time starts now.
Okay, so what I do is I get all of the carol singers, I get the mile-long tinsel and the giant Brussels sprout, and I put on like a kind of Christmas event, which basically, you know, I feed Brussels sprout soup to the poor and needy.
The problem there is no one likes Brussels sprouts.
I go and buy some turkeys, and then I give turkey to the poor and needy. I, you know, have people all singing off tune, admittedly, like it's not great. And you know, just try and really spread the Christmas message that, you know, Christmas is just about not having loads, but making do with what you do have. Of course, I'm in Florida, so I get brutally arrested for hosting an event without permission, and extradited back to the UK, which is at least vaguely nearer to my destination. So I hop on a P&O ferry, taking in a Christmas show as I do. It's great. It's, you know, H from Steps.
Yep. I was about to say H from Steps is in it.
Oh, no, H from Steps. I roll H from Steps up in a giant Brussels sprout and push him overboard.
You've now lost your mode of transportation.
Yeah, you need to get it back.
Oh no, I jump in after the giant Brussels sprout, swimming back and climbing up the ladders, which, if like pirate movies has taught me, are on every ship, just for the plot contrivance.
Your crowd of carol singers is causing a riot because they've been too loud and too out of tune.
I break into the ship's emergency auto-tune room, which it has, which they've had in since the 70s in case funky pirates attack, and auto-tune my entire band to just sound like amazingly good.
They're singing cruelly offensive songs though.
Okay, emergency time. I go into the engine room and I sabotage the engine so that the ship is still just drifting out of control towards the coast of Africa, but the people are distracted from the bad singing. it's a weird one, but you know, you got to make do.
What are you doing with the length of tinsel?
The length of tinsel I will attach to what's left of the giant Brussels sprout to ease transportation.
1 minute left?
1 minute left, okay. As I come ashore, I offer Brussels sprout soup to all of the locals, where like dietary fiber is much more important than in Florida. So they
everyone there has your Brussels sprout soup, but then spits it back in your face because it's so offensive to them.
That's incredibly rude. I walk away like quite frankly upset with the inhabitants of Toga. For the purposes of the game, I will take the spit, wipe the spit, and squeeze it into a bucket and carry it with. No, another bucket.
You bring buckets to
the people. I start the first bucket shop in Togo after you've got there, purely out of spite.
Excellent.
Yeah, before...
10 seconds left.
I arrive with good tidings of a toy and second-hand Brussels sprout soup and brighten little Timmy's Christmas forever.
Wonderful! So, fantastic first round from both pairs there, but we're now going to find out the winners of round one, and they are Tama and Alex! Congratulations, but we now move swiftly on to round two. In this round, the winning palace must improvise their way to a whole new destination. They may use their object companion and mode of transport again, but this time they are allowed to dispose of them if they wish. However, the defeated palace will try and stop them once again, this time using their own object companion and mode of transportation to improvise obstacles, in order to prevent them from becoming the a little bit racy, crazy Christmas crisis corrector. Crackers! Let's see what the challenge is in round two. That's great. You stash the gift upon the sleigh, and Father Christmas delivers it and saves the day. But wait, something's amiss with Tiny Tim. You soon discover which list he's in. He's not been good this year at all. He's on the naughty list, you fool. Get into his house. What can you see? Take a look under the tree. You must get back the Action Man. Head to Brussels and save Christmas while you can. So, attempting the challenge first will be Tama, who, just to remind everyone, has with her her Santa beard full of nits, the band of underpaid elves, now liberated, and your mode of transport is the Coca-Cola Christmas lorry. David will now be trying to stop her, using his candy cane that points at naughty people, Sir Cliff Richard, and your one-horse open scooter. So, Tama, getting to Brussels, get the Action Man out of the house, sharpish. Best of luck to you, your time starts now.
Okay, so obviously we left off just having a little party in the middle of the ocean, me and the elves. So I'm going to assume that the gift got to him through a Christmas miracle. And
yes, a miracle.
And what's been happening is basically we were there for quite a while, and then we were rescued, and then we all went to this kind of party camp. It was around to do like New Year's in Thailand. So we've been there, me and the elves. Things got a bit thumbs. Things went a bit wrong. The elves have gone wayward. They've kind of got into the party lifestyle. I decided that I can't have the responsibility.
Organising the entertainment is none other than Sir Cliff Richard. And you feel compelled to stay and join in the joyous joyness that he brings.
Basically, I don't trust Cliff Richard with my elves, and so I'm going to take them. So I decide, even if they have, you know, gone off the rails and they're party creatures, I'm still going to try and save them. And so I take them all high on their party spirits.
But Sir Cliff's teeth are so white and sparkly, they're drawn to the shiny of his teeth, and he's just there going, hey guys.
Well, what I do is I get a board, I get like a surfboard, I put it on top of the elves, and I use it as a kind of makeshift skateboard, and then I just jump on and we start heading west.
You probably west want to be heading north for
north,
Brussels.
So we're going north and then west towards Brussels. But it's great. It's going really, really well.
You've conveniently left the Coca-Cola lorry behind, so I'm chasing you now and I'm about to run you down in it.
Okay, so what happens then is you catch us up, we hop on board again, and once again you didn't realise that why you were miserable is because you are working for Coca-Cola. And so and so I give you a free elf. And
again with this. People of revolution.
It basically just changes your mind, and then you decide that you don't mind helping for a bit. And so we're all just driving into the sunset.
Help for a bit.
Sunset. Sunset's in the
1 minute left.
Anyway, so we're heading. It's all great. We actually become a bit of a happy family. We act as if the elves are our children. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. And then what happens is
which makes it all the more tragic when it's ruined by an infestation of nits everywhere. They've been multiplying all this time, and now they're everywhere, in every person's hair.
And basically,
pockets.
The reason that happened is because I told you not to touch the beard, but you just insisted on doing it, and that began the breakdown of our happy family. And so I blamed you for the new infestation. I kicked you out of the van, and so I'm back in the wheel again.
Do I get to keep the elf?
What?
Do I get to keep the elf?
Yes. I can't. It's a present. You can't take a present back. Anyway, so we're driving, and eventually we get to Brussels. I'm very upset about the breakdown of my family, but it's okay because I know that I'm about to ruin a child's life.
It's fine. He's naughty. You have 10 seconds left.
10 seconds, and then I get it, and I save the day and Christmas. Not, but.
Tamar Broadbent. Wonderful. Fantastic stuff from our first pair there in round two, but we're now having our second pair go. And Alex, congratulations for winning. You're going to be attempting to get to Brussels from Togo. You have with you your plastic Christmas tree that ain't fooling nobody, your snowman, which is a puddle now, and your pig in a blanket. But Tom will now be trying to stop him using his 1 mile length of tinsel, his out-of-tune carol singers, and his giant Brussels sprout, which is now mostly soup. So... best of luck to you, Alex. Your time starts now.
Okay, well, firstly, I leave the tree with the people of Togo as a gift. It has actually fooled them, which is quite impressive.
Because they've never had Christmas before, obviously, not like a racial element.
Yeah, even though a lot of people in Togo are Christian, but it's okay, it's fine. We're going to leave it there. I'll leave it there. It's fooled one family at least, so they can get a lot of joy out of that, and I feel I've just given...
Yeah, I mean, you also
get
water, so yeah. Really, you've won in,
well,
like...
You are a god in your own words.
The snowman has been in a freezer, so that's been quite nice. There's a freezer that happens to be there as well. And so he's now... he's a different shape, but he still has his uses, which is nice. So I get my pig, I kind of wrap the frozen snowman in the blanket and put him around my shoulder, like a sling type thing. And we get ready to...
Isn't that very cold?
Well,
you're wearing a snowman.
But, you know, it's Africa, it's hot, isn't it?
Oh, no, yeah, actually, completely fair point.
Swings around about. We head north. We keep going.
I swing at you with a mace that I've made from reconstituted, spat-out Brussels sprout soup, tied with a bit of tinsel, a mile of tinsel, in fact, so it has really long reach, as carol singers play from a, like, bus, like the new Mad Max film, off-key, and I'm just swinging a giant... mace.
You're really playing all your cards at once.
Yeah, I'm really banking on this.
The problem with the mace is it's quite soft,
It is made of Brussels sprouts.
It's made of tinsel and spat out Brussels sprouts. So it just kind of hits me in the face and annoys me a little bit, but I continue on.
And I'm out of ideas. Yeah,
and I am strangely enjoying your carol singers in a naff kind of way.
It's Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, it's Christmas, exactly. It's making me feel more Christmassy. I was for a pound at them. Just that's how much.
I haven't even given them any money, so now I feel like a dick.
The thing is, because I've paid them, they actually kind of sound good now. They've actually we're doing this for money. Let's put a show on.
Okay, fair enough. So now I have good carol singers. Oh, that would have been really useful in the first round.
There we go.
1 minute left.
So yeah, I trundle on, get towards Brussels, and the pig. It's done quite well, actually. He's done all right, but he's slowly feeling like he's going to die.
That's how he's not doing all right.
No, he's been going for quite a while.
It's quite the opposite.
Yeah. So, you know, at least we've got, like, hog roast as well for Christmas Day.
I am now elected mayor of Brussels for my giving Brussels sprouts to the people of the world. I'm really clutching at straws now, but let's be honest, they're a less offensive target than Africa. It's rich. Everyone's rich.
So, as mayor of Brussels, are you going to let me...
I might as well, to be honest. You broke the mace made out of a giant Brussels sprout. Yeah. I can't really... I have nothing else to leave.
So, Chris...
10 seconds left.
So, in the spirit of Christmas, you're allowing me into Brussels.
Yeah, and we'll do some, like, Christmassy thing, like the end of a movie.
Like, Key to the City?
Yeah, Key to the City. Brilliant. Why not? Paul, impressionable.
And Paul Young can play in the background. It'd be beautiful.
Wonderful. Nice. Alex Sibright. Can't help but feel that we may have gone into a different sort of resolution there that we weren't quite aiming for. But
I've got the child whose life we were meant to be ruining. Completely forgot about that.
Absolutely fine. Anyway, we now have to decide the winner of tonight's A Little Bit Racy. So let's hear the conclusion of tonight's Christmas tale. The Action Man is safely back in Santa's hands, and Christmas is saved throughout the land. But Tiny Tim, however, was extremely sad and grew up to continue being bad. He changed his name and moved away, bought a suit and settled in the UK. He sought to win back his lost wealth by making cuts and risking people's health. Yes, he became a politician. Being horrible was his mission. And that man's name was Jeremy Hunt. You know, our health secretary. That colossal, and it's you, the winner tonight. Alex Sibright! Well, that's all we got time for on A Little Bit Racy. I'd like to thank tonight's panellists, David Ruddock, Tamar Broadbent, Alex Sibright, and Tom Harrison. I've been your host, James Cottle, and I'm off to enjoy these 15 pairs of socks that I don't want. See you next time, and Merry Christmas! If you enjoyed A Little Bit Racy and would like to find out more, follow us on Twitter at A Little Bit Racy and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/A Little Bit Racy.